Thank you for listening to or tuning in today to Let's Talk Dentistry. I am Dr. Marvin, your host of Let's Talk Dentistry. Today we got a great show. If this is your first time listening to us, join us for the next 25 minutes. You'll learn something new. I guarantee it. You'll learn something new. Over the last few weeks, we've talked a lot more than just dentistry, but specifics. Topics in dentistry that we talked about were like bridges. If you ever had bridges, we talked a lot about that last week. We talked a lot about x-rays. What are the difference between different types of dental x-rays? What kind of x-rays do we do? Why should you take x-rays? Why do dentists recommend x-rays? We also talked about some new digital technologies like digital impression taking. Some of the advantages are that you don't have to come back for second, third, fourth visits. You don't need temporaries. You don't need to have much tooth taken out. You can use more biocompatible materials and none of that goopy stuff in your mouth causing you to gag. So many reasons why you should be listening to this show, hands down. If you want to schedule a visit with us, Dr. Goddess and myself do have open appointments this month in January. So if you want to schedule with us and start 2014 on the right track, then give us a call at 760-536-1199. Yeah, you don't want to forget this number because there's going to be a time when you're going to have an accident or your tooth is going to start to hurt or just some weird symptom is going to occur. And when that weird symptom occurs, you're going to be like, man, I need to call Dr. Marvin. I need to get in right away. That number is 760-536-1199. You can also go online, and that's probably the best way to learn out more about what we do. If you want to go online, that website address is dentistry.com. Spell it correctly, dentistry.com. You want to make sure that you spend some time on our website because there's a lot, there's oodles and oodles of information available to you, and it's extremely important that you get knowledgeable because this is your health, this is your mouth, and this is your decision. So don't go to a dentist or to a doctor that's left in the dark. If you are interested in overall health, if you are interested in removing toxins in your body because you know that toxins are the number one cause of chronic illnesses, then you need to go in and see a very good biological dental office. And of course, I recommend us. So today's topic, we're going to hit it straight hard with ozone therapy. And a lot of people are unfamiliar with ozone, especially doctors. And ozone, when you hear the word ozone, you automatically think of the ozone layer. And the ozone layer, ozone is super volatile oxygen. It's not O2. It doesn't have two oxygen atoms. It actually has three. And because it has this third oxygen, it is very active and going to oxidize things. So it's very active. It wants to be released. And so what this ozone does, it actually protects us from the harmful radiation of the sun. That's why when they're talking about the ozone layer being depleted, it is harmful to us humans because the harmful radiation of the sun is actually getting to us. So this ozone layer is actually being depleted for a number of reasons, but the reality is that ozone is there to protect us. Another benefit of ozone is that it is an excellent antimicrobial. So it kills bacteria and can help a lot with infections. We have applied a lot of these principles to our dentistry because we love using more natural treatments as opposed to using pharmaceuticals. And when we use pharmaceuticals, that's when we have side effects. And you've seen it all the time. If you've watched the shows in prime time or in the afternoon, lots of pharmaceuticals, they're touting how great their drug is for one problem, but they also have to warn you about all the side effects of that same drug. And what other doctors do is that once you have a side effect, you have a drug to solve the side effect. So if you have one problem, you don't have one drug. You have one or two drugs fighting the problem, and then you got a few side effects from those drugs, and you got more drugs to fight off those side effects. So you get into this vicious cycle, and the reality is if you're taking care of these symptoms, you're not really necessarily taking care of the cause. And it's very important. We at the Center for Natural Dentistry want to make sure that we not only suppress one or two symptoms, but we feel a certain passion to get to the root cause and to discuss why things happen. Because if you can address the root cause and then treat the root cause, you may not only eliminate one or two symptoms, but you may eliminate 20 or 30 symptoms or symptoms that are coming around the pipeline that you just haven't got yet. So doesn't it feel better when you actually go after the cause and eliminate the cause than to actually just suppress any symptoms? My good friend, Dr. Bill Kellis, has a show right after this, talks about going upstream. I love that idea because you're really just asking a better question. And that better question is, well, what caused that? That's the question. It's what caused that. So whenever you're talking, think in your head, well, if that is happening, then what caused that? And then you keep on asking that. And these are difficult questions because doctors, especially, since they've spent a lot of money and they've gone to school and took all these tests, got all this training, and now they are out there supposedly the experts. And when they go out there and they're the experts, they don't want to be questioned. They like the questioning to stop. And when they want the questioning to stop because they can't answer, well, what caused that? So getting down to what we do at the Center for Natural Dentistry is we want to focus on what are the causes. Now, sometimes the causes can't be eliminated. For instance, if you work in a dangerous chemical, let's say you work in a laboratory and you're dealing with chemicals all the time, you're just going to be exposed to chemicals. I mean, unless you want to quit your job and look for a different job, you're exposed. If you're in the construction business and you're exposed to all this dust, you're going to be exposed to it. Now, you can minimize your exposure, but the fact is that that's your job and you're going to have exposure to it. I'm a dentist. I am exposed to other people's mercury fillings, and that's part of my job. I also have neck, shoulder, and back problems because I'm a dentist and I'm leaning over in odd positions in order to get the best view to it so that I can provide the best dentistry possible. But that's my job, and I live with that. But realize that there are certain things that you can't control, but there are other things that you can. And those things that you can control, I want you to understand and do something about it. And that's what we're doing with using ozone in our office. Now, ozone, again, is not commonly used among dentists, so they're not unaware of it. I actually spoke to a pediatric dentist who said that, you know, that she was faculty of a big school program that teaches pediatric dentistry. And I was talking to her about, we have a common patient. I was talking to her about the benefits of ozone therapy and the results that we've seen and all the great information that's on the internet. And I thought I was helping her, but she did not know anything about ozone. And in fact, she tried to discredit me and said that we don't teach this in our pediatric dentistry programs. So I encouraged her to go figure that out. I don't know if she ended up going and figuring it out, but the reality is that they're not teaching these type of therapies in the schools. And the doctors that are coming out of the schools, if they're not open-minded, if they're not opening to new ideas and possible new solutions, new cures for people, then they're not going to be on the cutting edge, and they're the ones that you probably do not want to go to. If you think that dentistry, if you think that medicine is an exact science, you are so far off, because people, dentists, doctors, they only know what they know. The reality is that our bodies are so complex. God created us in a miraculous way to be able to adapt to life, to toxins, being able to adapt to everything that's around us, being able to have a brain and to eat good food and thrive with it, and also eat bad food and still cope with it. I mean, our body has an amazing immune system that we really don't appreciate. And unfortunately, doctors out there just don't get it. And the reality is if you want to be healthy, you have to do two big things. Here they are. Well, number one is do not introduce more poison or toxin into your body. Now, there's different ideas of what the toxins are and what those poisons are, but the idea is make a conscious effort not to introduce more toxins. Number two, recognize what the toxins and the poisons are in your body and do something about it. That's right. Don't sit on your butt and think it's going to go away by itself. You need to find providers or learn, go on the internet and figure out what's in there and then make a conscious effort to remove it. So if you don't put bad stuff in, that means you're putting good stuff in. And if you're actively trying to remove the bad stuff from your body, I'm going to tell you the body is going to respond in positive ways. It's going to respond by working better, attacking the bugs, attacking the bad things easier, and your body is going to just start functioning better. It's as simple as that. But most people want to give excuses. Don't give excuses. The reality is you know what certain lifestyle you want to live. And if you want that lifestyle, you need to put some work. Some of that work could be what you eat, making decisions. Some of it could be exercise. What are you doing today to help your cardiovascular system to get better? Or what are you doing for the future? You know, what are you doing for your health? Are you just going to wait until something happens before you start doing something? Or are you going to take action now? It's very simple. I like this because it's 2014. We turned over a new year. We have so many new things to be thankful for. And one of the greatest things to be thankful for is our health. And if you are healthy, you should be thankful for that, but also make a conscious effort to make sure that your health stays there. Because no one is looking forward to disease. No one's looking forward to aging. You can do something about it to now. And that's the reason why ozone is a huge part of our practice. And I'll admit, at the beginning when we started using ozone, I was a little skeptic because I haven't heard of it before. But obviously, everything starts as skepticism. But then you start seeing results. And when we started applying these protocols and using it in for gum disease, for infections, for cavities, for just general hygiene, we started seeing incredible results. And when we started seeing incredible results, that spoke volumes. And then I was sold. So we use ozone a lot in our office. We use it for healing, to combat infections. We use it in our surgeries. We use it when we're taking out decay. We're using it to prevent decay. We're using it for sensitivity. We're using it for gum disease, for deep pockets, for bleeding gums, for tartar buildup. There's so many applications for it. I can't even list all of them because we use it every single day. And if there was one tool or one aspect of my practice that I would, if I was going to start a new practice, the first equipment or the first tool that I can't live without would be my ozone machine. It's incredible what we can do and we can apply it to dentistry. And that is one of the key aspects of our practice that really stands out. Now, just because a dentist uses ozone does not mean that they use it the same way. When I was talking about ozone, I was talking about 8 or 9 different applications. So just to say that I'm going to this dentist because they use ozone does not necessarily mean that all the dentists use ozone the same way. So one of the questions that you have to ask your dentist is, what do they use ozone for? What have they had success with? And then what do what applications or what other applications could they use? Because ozone in dentistry especially is fairly new. It's a new idea possibly to you, if this is your first time listening to it. It's also a new idea to dentists and to other healthcare practitioners. So you need to find someone that has experiences, and I'm glad that our office is at that bleeding edge of using ozone therapy for these. And I'm sold. I am definitely sold on ozone for a lot of procedures, surgeries included. I can't tell you how many surgeries we've done where we've used ozone in different forms, ozonated water, ozonated oil, ozonated ozone gas, in order to disinfect the area and also to prevent infection so that when it heals, people are leaving the office with just soreness, and then the next couple of days there's no infection, there's no soreness, there's no pain. Remarkable. Now, it could be a combination of a lot of things that we do, but I'm going to tell you that ozone is one of those things that I will always, always use whenever I treat. Unfortunately, it's not commonly used. It's not taught in schools. So if you go to those new dentists that are out there, they're coming out of school with the latest and greatest and new ideas, they're not using ozone. And most general dentists, surgeons, periodontists, they're not using ozone as therapy. And because they're not, they're using other things which may or may not work. I like to use something that's more natural, something that works well in our hands, and that gets us the results. Can't tell you how great or how happy I am that we incorporated ozone in our practice. I did mention one thing about ozone is that it is very, very good with gum disease. Now, let's take a step back. What is gum disease, and do you have gum disease? Well, if you were to take a toothbrush or some floss and were to floss your teeth and your gums bled, then you have some level of gum disease. Bleeding gums is one of the signs of inflammation. And if you've ever heard of anything that ends in itis, I-T-I-S, itis, that means inflammation. So you can have appendicitis, you can have arthritis, or you can have gingivitis. Gingivitis is one form of gum disease of inflammation of the gums or the gingiva. So it's called gingivitis. Now, there's another form of gum disease that is inflammation of the bone that's underneath the gums. And that bone, they call it the periodontium. So the inflammation of the periodontium is called periodontitis. So that's the second most common or recognized form of gum disease. Well, we use ozone therapy to treat gingivitis and periodontitis. So if you've gone to an office, if you've ever had what they call a deep cleaning or scaling and root planing, that's another fancy term, then you've had some form or you have some form of gingivitis or periodontitis, active or inactive form. Now, if your dentists have been promoting such things like antibiotics, one of the most popular antibiotics right now is called Arestin, A-R-E-S-T-I-N, Arestin. It is an antibiotic that they put in the gums. It's very expensive to buy as a dentist, and they pass on the cost to you. It costs anywhere between $50 to $100 per site. So if you have deep pockets, if you have five deep pockets, you may be spending upwards around $500 just for the one single application of that medication. So all of these medications, I'm going to tell you, I would back ozone, which is a lot cheaper and doesn't have the side effects that the pharmaceuticals have, way before doing the arrestin or any of the other little chips that they put in or antibiotics. I'm going to tell you that deep cleanings and scaling and root planing are over-diagnosed or over-recommended. And so if you've gone to a dentist that has recommended anywhere between $600 up to $3,000 treatment plan just for the gums alone, then you probably need a second opinion. And the reason for that is they have identified gum disease and they're going to fear you. And they're going to try and threaten you. And they're going to try and get you to do treatment because they think, and it's possibly true, that the bacteria in your gums is going to affect your heart and cause you to have heart disease. Because there's a lot of research that other dentists are touting in order to scare our patients into doing this deep cleaning or these treatments. I'm going to tell you that gum disease is completely separate. So what I'm going to tell you is that you need to understand that gum disease is a two-way street. One way is that there is bacteria in your gums. But the other way of the street, the way that is not understood, is your body's response to the bacteria. So the body's response is inflammation or the gingivitis. And it's actually the gingivitis or the inflammation is your body's natural defenses against the bacteria. And it's that inflammation which breaks down the pockets, making the pockets bigger. So you need to look at it not just from the angle of the bacteria, but from your overall health perspective. This is where the holistic part comes in. You need to look at the big picture. Is your body's immune system working the best it can? Are you feeding your body the necessary building blocks and nutrients it needs to work the best it can? That's why we have to look at the mouth, the teeth, the gums, the periodontium, the soft tissue, the mucosa, the structure, and the bigger picture. You need to look at the whole body, the whole picture, the whole person. And that's what we do. We can't not do that. Because most dentists only look at the small stuff, and because they only want you to think about the small stuff, and they want to do these really simple procedures that are very straightforward in their mind, they're going to try and sell you on that. But you have to be smarter than that. You have to kind of look at the big picture and ask yourself, is this best for my health? I've gotten into an argument with a discussion with a dental hygienist, because we're hiring a dental hygienist for our office, and we're talking about fluoride. And I've been telling her that we don't do fluoride in this office. Now, a lot of offices do, but we don't do fluoride. And I told her, you know what? The research by dentists and dental schools may say that fluoride may be good for your teeth. And that may be fine. It may remineralize the teeth. But it is not good for your thyroid. It is not good for your bones. It can cause you bone cancer. So what is more important to me, trying to remineralize a tooth or to improve the endocrine system to make sure that my mind and my balance is working properly, making sure that my bones are nice and strong for the future? That is more important. That's the idea that I'm talking about here, is that the doctors at the Center for Natural Dentistry, myself and Dr. Goddess, we want people to be healthy. And we're going to push aside the mainstream dentistry, which talks about mercury fillings, root canals, orthodontics, fluoride this, and all these products, x-rays, all of that. We're putting it all aside so that we can provide you with honest-to-God, healthy, holistic dentistry. If you want to schedule a visit with us, and now is as good a time as ever, start the new year outright, call our number, and if you're one of the first three callers, we're going to have what's called a new patient BOGO special, B-O-G-O. What's B-O-G-O? B-O-G-O is buy one, get one. So this is your chance for you and your friend, you and the spouse, you and your wife, you and your husband, you and your son, your brother, sister, your friend, a stranger. I don't care. give us a call right now. First three callers get the BOGO, new patient BOGO special. That means you're a new patient, never been to our office. You want to see what we have to say about what's going on in your mouth. You'll get your exam, x-rays, and if you want a cleaning, all that, you buy one, you get one free. Your friend will get one free, the other person. Now, you can figure out how both of you are going to pay it. If you're going to pay half and the other person's going to pay half, or you want to, you know, treat your mom, you can do that, okay? But you figure that out. But for the first three callers right now, this BOGO special is going to be taken up fast. 760-536-1199, 760-536-1199. And get on the phone right now. Take care of that. If you're number four, you're too late. If you're caller number four, you're too late. 760-536-1199. Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next time. Same time, same place. I'm out.